जय गोपी जन गिरीवर धारी जय गोपी जन गिरीवर धारी शोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन जारी यमुना तीरावन जारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरीवर धारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन जारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Jaya Radha Shyam Sundara Radha Shyam Sundara Hare Jaya Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Jaya Vrindavan Dham Jaya Gaura Nitai Gaura Nitai Gaura Nitai Jaya Gaura Nitai Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada
జగద్ గురు శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి జయ ఓం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తర శత శ్రీమద్ అభయ చరణారవింద భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి నిత్య లీలా ప్రవిష్ట జైవం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివరాజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తరశత శ్రీమద్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి ప్రభువాదకి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ బృందకి నామాచార్య శ్రీల హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్కి ప్రేమ్ సికహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్త బృందకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోప గోపీనాథ్ శ్యామకుండ రాధాకుండ గిరి గోవర్ధనికి ప్రజభూమి బృందావన ధామికి పురుషోత్తమ క్షేత్ర జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామికి గంగామాయి యమునామాయికి భక్తిదేవి తులసి మహారాణికి సమవేద భక్త బృందకి ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ద అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ హరే కృష్ణ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ద అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు గురు అండ్ గౌరాంగ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ వాసుదేవాయ నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం జైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీర్యయే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీరుత్తమశ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. టుడే వి ఆర్ డిస్కసింగ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 10 చాప్టర్ 26 టెక్స్ట్ నెంబర్ 25 దట్ ఈస్ ద లాస్ట్ టెక్స్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద చాప్టర్. ఐ రీడ్ ద శ్లోక, యూ కెన్ కైండ్లీ రిపీట్ ఆఫ్టర్ మీ. This is like the first shloka. Janmadyasya yadonmaya. In the same style, we sing this. Devi varshati yagna viplavarusha. పశు శ్రీయాత్మ శరణం పశు శ్రీయాత్మ శరణం దృష్ట్యానుకంప్యుత్స్మయన్ ఉత్పాచ్యైకకరేణ శైలం అబలో చిలీంద్రం యథా బిభ్రద్గోష్ఠమపాన్ మహేంద్రమదభి ప్రియాన్న ఇంద్రోగవాన్ యజ్ఞ విప్లవరుషా వజ్రాష్మ వర్షానిలై
पशु स्त्रियात्म शरणम् दृष्ट्वानुकम्प्युत्स्नयन् उत्पाट्यैककरेण शैलमबलो लीलोच्चिलीन्द्रं यथा बिभ्रद्गोष्ठमपान्महेन्द्रमदभी प्रियान्न इन्द्रो गवान् देवे वर्षति यज्ञविप्लवरुषा वज्राश्म वर्षानिलैः सीदत्पालपशु स्त्रियात्मशरणम् दृष्ट्वानुकम्प्युस्मयन् उत्पाट्यैककरेण शैलमबलो लीलोच्चिलीन्द्रं
ष्टमपान्महेन्द्रमदभी
प्रियान्न इन्द्रो गवान्
मताजी purported by Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki Deve. When the demigod Indra Varshati caused rain, Yajna of his sacrifice, Viplava due to the disturbances, Rusha, out of anger, Vajra, with lightning bolts, Ashmavasha, hail, Anilai, and winds, Siddhat, suffering, Pala, the cowherds, Pashu, animals, Stri, and woman, Atma, himself, Sharanam, being their only shelter, Drishtva, seeing, Anukampi, very compassionate by nature, Usmayan, smiling broadly, Utpatya, picking up, Ekakarena, in one hand, Shailam, the hill, Govardhana, go. Abila, a small child. Leela, in play. Uchalindram, a mushroom. Yadha, just as. Bibrat, he held. Vostam, the cowherd community. Apat, he protected. Mahaindra, of King Indra. Mada, of false pride. Beat, the destroyer. Priyat, may he be satisfied. Na, with us. Indrali, Indraha, I'm sorry. Indraha, the Lord. Gavam, of course. Translation. Indra became angry when his sacrifice was disrupted, and thus he caused rain and hail to fall on Gokula, accompanied by lightning and powerful winds, all of which brought great suffering to the cowherds, animals and women there. When Lord Krishna, who is by nature always compassionate, saw the condition of those who had only him as their shelter, he smiled broadly and lifted Govardhan Hill with one hand, just as a small child picks up a mushroom to play with it. In this way, he protected the cowherd community. May he, Govinda, the Lord of cows and the destroyer of Indra's false pride, be pleased with us. Purport. The word Indra means Lord or King. Thus, in this verse, Krishna is pointedly called Indro Gavam, the Lord of the cows. In fact, he is the real Indra, the real ruler of everyone, and the demigods are merely his servants, representing his supreme will. It is apparent from this and previous verses in this chapter that Lord Krishna is lifting off Govardhana Hill made quite an impression on the simple cowherd men of Vrindavana, and they repeatedly remembered this feat. Certainly, anyone who soberly and objectively considers the activities of young Krishna will surrender to him and become his eternal devotee in loving devotional service. That is the rational conclusion of one should come to after reading this chapter. Thus end the purports of the humble servants of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada to the 10th canto, 26th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Wonderful Krishna. Om Ajnana Dimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Gurun Sri Yutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavasya Sri Rupam Sagradatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijanam Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitanscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhyaya
ಏವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತ ಬೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ.
So this beautiful chapter, wonderful Krishna, comes to an end with this text. All those who are associated in watching the activities, the pastimes of Krishna, and those who are involved in the pastimes, those demons who are involved, they actually found Krishna as the most wonderful child. As we see in Putana's case, Putana, after entering with her beautiful form of the woman, nobody was able to even object. Rohini was there, Yashoda Mata was there, but they did not even object to this Putana, who was in the most beautiful form of woman, approaching Krishna and taking Krishna in her laps and feeding Krishna with her breast. But Krishna could see the intention of this demon, and he not only started sucking the milk, he started sucking the whole life, the prana of this demon. Then this demon says, Samuncha, Samuncha, 10, 6, 11. Samuncha, Muncha, Lamiti, Prabhashini. Muncha, Muncha. Oh, give up, leave me, leave me. She was able to find this child, I thought, a few days, infant, not even, we don't call him a child, infant. This, what sort of power, what sort of power this small child has. But as this great, wonderful Krishna started sucking, he says, oh my God, oh, Sa Muncha. She said, Muncha, stop, leave, Muncha, leave. Alamiti, Alamiti, don't suck further. Oh my God, you are such a, such a boy, such an infant. I never expected. Oh my God, Prabhashini started shouting, crying. And at the end it says, Prasanna Gatra Kshipati Rura Rurodaha. Prasanna Gatra, sweating, perspirating all over the body. Kshipati, flailing. She was beating her hands and legs. And Rurodaha. She was weeping, shouting, crying. Oh my God, leave me, leave me. And she comes to her own form. Big, gigantic demon. Such a long body, wide body. And she cries, shouts. The people who were watching this, they were only hearing, oh, leave me, leave me. And they could see Krishna, such a little, small infant, against the huge body. And when she fell down and could see, all could see that Krishna is playing on her, and they lifted. So Putana was able to find this infant. He is not an ordinary infant, extraordinary, wonderful. Then came when Krishna became 3 months old, Krishna turned. And the turning of the boy, infant, turning of the child,
is a great ceremony. All these days, the child will be in the one position only. He won't turn. But at the period of around 3 months, the child starts turning. When first term, when the child turns, it is a great celebration. The all relatives will gather together, glorify the God and have feast and make a great celebration. So, Krishna turned for the first time, the third month, and there was a celebration. Yashoda Ma, after feeding Krishna, takes Krishna and Krishna starts sleeping. When Krishna was sleeping, Yashoda Ma takes Krishna and keeps him under a cot. That cot was filled with so many vessels, and he thought nobody can push the cot and Krishna is safe, small Krishna baby. But there was a demon, Shaktasura, hiding in the cot, waiting for an opportunity to kill Krishna. He was waiting. But Krishna, after some time, wakes up and he is hungry. Whenever the child wakes up, it starts crying. All mothers know, and they know it is hungry. The child is hungry. Now Krishna is hungry and he was unable to find Mother Yashoda. Oh, where is mother? And in anger, he lifts his both legs and pushes up. Oh, shouting. And the legs touch the cot. The cot moves up, turning, making rounds, and then falls down. All vessels everywhere, in whatever direction they could go, all vessels have gone. And the cot falls down as a heap of the wood and spokes all got separated everywhere. The cowherd boys who were sitting near Krishna, they could observe. It is Krishna who actually did this. He lifted his legs and he was beating upwards. He wanted to drink milk. And this thing has happened. They explained this to Mother Yashoda. And Mother Yashoda and all other people, they don't believe. This is all childish talk. Such a small boy, 3 months old, can hit, and this cot is full of vessels, and how such wonderful thing can happen? No, I think these children are just in the childish language they are explaining the thing. So the episode of this was watched by a few cowherd boys who were surrendering. Now, the next, after that, Trinavrata, the whirlwind, the wind with the dust storm, he takes away Krishna, and Krishna to high place in the sky. Everyone was very much disturbed with the dust in their eyes. They were unable to find anything. And slowly they could see, as Krishna moved up, they could see, oh, Krishna is missing. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? As Krishna was being taken up in the sky by Trinavrata, Krishna becomes heavier than the demon. And demon wanted to throw this fellow out. He is becoming heavier. He is trying to pull me down. Krishna was catching the neck. Oh, oh. Now he was unable to throw him out, nor he was unable to get rid of him. He was feeling, oh, what a wonderful boy this Krishna. This fellow, I thought he is such a small boy. And he had become so heavy like a mountain, like a big junk piece of iron. And not only that, he has caught my throat. He is not even able to. He is not leaving my throat. Oh my God, what a boy. This is explained 10.7.27 we have seen. Tamasnanam ಮನ್ಯಮಾನ ಆತ್ಮನೋ ಗುರುಮತ್ತಯ್ಯ ಗಲೇ ಗೃಹೇತ ಗಲೇ ಆನ್ ದಿ ನೆಕ್ ಗೃಹೇತ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾಚಿಂಗ್ ಉತ್ಕೃಷ್ಟಂ ನಾ ಶಕ್ನೋದ್ಭುತ ಅರ್ಭಕಂ ಅದ್ಭುತ ಅರ್ಭಕಂ ದಿಸ್ ಫೆಲೋ ತೃಣಾವೃತಿ ಸಿಂಗ್ ಓ ದಿಸ್ ಫೆಲೋ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಆನ್ ಆರ್ಡಿನರಿ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಅದ್ಭುತ ಅರ್ಭಕಂ ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲ್ ಅರ್ಭಕ ದಿ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ So here again, Trunavrata could feel the wonderful nature of Krishna. And some of them, with their glance, they could see. And as Trunavrata fell down along with Krishna, and Krishna was not hurt, but while falling down, they could see Krishna holding the throat. This was by a few people. Now, Bakasura, when all children were playing, Bakasura was waiting. The moment Krishna came, Bakasura went towards Krishna and just swallowed Krishna. Everyone is watching. Oh, Krishna has been swallowed by this gigantic bird, Bakasura. Everyone was wondering. And Bakasura was feeling, oh, this fellow had gone inside. But Krishna, at the throat, he burns. His temperature, his body temperature rises abnormally. And he could feel, oh, burning, oh, burning, burning, everywhere burning. You know. He opens his mouth and degorges. He just throws Krishna out from the mouth. And now, here, he feels, oh, after being degorged, after being thrown out from the mouth, still Krishna is unhurt. What a wonderful boy this fellow. I actually swallowed him inside such a small mouth and he should have been hurt by this time. And I threw him, I degorged him. Just, and Krishna is still unhurt. Why? What sort of a boy this is? And with his short, very short beak, he attacks Krishna. And Krishna catches hold of the two parts of the beak and bifurcates, just separates them out, killing the demon. Here also, Bakasura could feel, Ari, what sort of a wonderful boy this fellow is. After swallowing inside and just God, he's a gigantic form, he's a very very big bird and he just could throw, Krishna fell down and still he is unhurt. Huh? What a great wonder has happened. But this again witnessed by the cowherd boys and of course all demigods from the sky. Now after some time this great Agasura appeared. When Agasura appeared and all the cowherd boys, they were joking. Oh, this appears, one cowherd boy comments, this appears like a big serpent. No problem. Krishna killed Bakasura. This fellow also will be killed. Let us play. Let us go inside and see what is there inside. Such a big cave. They did not care. And they were remembering Krishna and entered Bakasura. Along with him actually cows were also inside. Now Krishna could see, he wanted to stop them. But all of them entered. All of them entered. Now Krishna enters Agasura's mouth. All demigods were surprised, such a big snake, python, Agasura. And Krishna has entered. Now what will happen? They were all wondering what to do now. What to do? Krishna has gone inside the mouth of Agasura. And they were all watching. What will happen? Now Krishna, this time, increases his body size. Krishna becomes taller and wider, taller. Whatever be the size of that snake, Agasura, he becomes taller and breaks away Agasura. And from Agasura, the light, very bright light comes up. One by one, cowhead child is coming, coming out. Cowhead child is coming, this fellow is watching. Is it Krishna? No. Another cowhead child coming out. Is it Krishna? No. The calves are coming out. Is it Krishna? No. Ultimately, after all of them have come out, then Krishna comes out. Then is it Krishna? Yes! He merges in Krishna. Now, that demon, how he merged in Krishna, there are so many explanations. And in the most important, very clear explanation is given in 10.12.39. Sakrut yadanga pratimantarahita manomayi bhagavatim dadogatim. Sakrut, at least once, anyone, at least once, if they remember Krishna, then Krishna is so compassionate. If they remember Krishna at least once, for one moment, then Krishna will take care. The same thing happened in case of Agasura. He remembered Krishna with devotion for a moment, and that had given him such a great result that he becomes a part of Vaikuntha's Nivasi, Vaikuntha's resident, with getting four hands like Vishnu. So when the cowherd boys and calves were inside, this fellow was feeling, now what will happen? As Krishna was increasing his size, and this fellow, Agasura, could feel he is not an ordinary child. He could feel the wonderful thing about Krishna. Then, actually, now all the Brajavasis, all the residents of Vraja were hearing the very wonderful pastimes of Krishna through the cowherd boys, through some ladies, through the gopis who have witnessed, like Putana, who have witnessed the Trinavrata. They were all listening. They were feeling, I am only listening. I have never seen the wonderful pastime of Krishna. Oh, I could not see. How unfortunate I am. Oh Krishna, I could not see your wonderful pastime. Some feel, oh Krishna, I was not involved in your association. I didn't get your association. Even though for a few moments I could get, but not that much association. Some Rajavasis were feeling, oh Krishna, I could not have your darshan continuously. You come for a few time, few minutes in the morning and few minutes in the evening, but I'm not full happy. I want to have your darshan. I want to see you. So, on one hand, all Brajavasis were feeling like this. On the other hand, this fellow, Indra, wanted to teach some lesson to Brajavasis by showering the huge rain. Krishna could get the opportunity to teach the lesson to Indra and also to fulfill all the desires of the Brajavasis. When there is a calamity, all of them will run to save themselves. So, now with Indra's great rain, the biggest calamity has been occurring. Biggest calamity has been created. All of the cows were floating, they were swimming. Then Krishna calls, all of you, come here. Please come. In 10.25.20, Krishna says, Ada aha Bhagavan Gopan, he Amba, Tata, Vrajaukasa, Yadopa Josham, Vishata, Girigartam, Sagodana, with your wealth of the cows. Come. Hey Amba. Oh mother. Tata. Hey father. Rajokasa. Oh residents of Raj. All of you. Please come. Come. Come as per your pleasure. Don't worry. Come. Vishata. Girigartam Sagodana. And along with your cow, the wealth of cows, come, come under this beautiful Govardhana hill. So everyone, one by one, they come. And Krishna repeats in the next sloka, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry about anything. You should have no worry that this mountain may fall. I am catching, I am lifting it. Very sound lift, my lifting is very strong. My force is quite enough to hold it. Don't worry. Come, come. All of you, please come. So all of them, all the Brajavasis and the cows, they all come under the shelter of Krishna, under the shelter of Govardhan Hill. Now, those who wanted association of Krishna, 7 days continuously, Krishna is there. Those who wanted to take darshan of Krishna, all these 7 days, Krishna is seen. They are taking darshan of Krishna. Those who wanted to involve themselves in the pastime, the old people, oh, this may fall down. They actually lift, though it is not there, but in other places, the description is there. They take out their walking stick and they give support. Oh, yes. I am also helping Krishna in securing this mountain. So they wanted to involve, they got involved. They wanted to have association, they got the association. They wanted to have the darshan, they had the darshan. They wanted to see the beautiful face of Krishna. They all were fulfilled in one stroke. Along with the pride, the ego of Indra was smashed. This is the wonderful Krishna. And these pastimes of Krishna, anyone, if they hear, they become purified. How? When Krishna's pastimes are heard through our ears, with attention and devotion, Krishna, who is present in the heart, will understand that this person is listening with care and devotion. He takes care of removing the obstacles in the path of devotion. Shrunvatam Svakada Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtanaha Hudayanta Stokhya Badrani Vidunoti Suhrutsaham. So Krishna is not an ordinary story or episode or pastime. When we listen, when we hear with devotion, and when we actually have Krishna in our heart, we definitely be blessed by Krishna, and Krishna will show us the path to come back to Him. If we only listen for the scholarship's sake, if we only listen for the knowledge sake, then this implementation part, fully absorbing in the heart, it doesn't occur, and hence the result won't be as much as it is with full devotion. If we only hear for the knowledge sake, then it is of no use. Once there was a guru, a spiritual master. He had so many disciples. All of them he taught. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto. Krishna is dwelling in the heart of everyone. All of you, my dear disciples, understand this. All disciples say, yes, Guru, we have understood. The spiritual master calls each one, come on, you explain. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto. Krishna is dwelling in the heart of everyone. Okay, come on, next person, come here. Sarvasya chaham hridaye sanni Vishnu. Krishna stays in the heart of everyone. Okay, good, good, good. Everyone. Okay, was so nice. There was a sheep keeper, goat keeper. He was having the goats and sheep along with these disciples. He was also listening. And he says, oh, you also come. He says, I don't know this loka. Okay, what did you understand? Krishna is living in the heart of everyone. Okay, you also passed. Today is Ekadasi. I am giving you one banana to all of you. Take this banana. All disciples, they took one. Come, you, goat keeper, you also take this banana. Goat keeper also takes. Now listen. Eat this banana in such a way that nobody can see you. You hide yourself. Make your own plan. Eat. Report tomorrow. So one disciple comes. Master, I made the plan like this. I want to dip myself in the river. And while going inside, I take the banana. And inside, I eat. Is it okay? Good, very good plan. Go ahead. Make your own plans. Go ahead, eat the banana, report me back. Next day, all of them came. At a long distance, that goat keeper was also there. So, my dear disciples, how are you? Have you taken the banana? Have you eaten yesterday? Yes. Everyone. Okay. You tell, how did you eat? I went inside the river while taking bath. With the banana I went inside. And when I came out, no banana, nothing. Nobody could see. Are you, what a great plan you had. Very good. Another person. I went under the bush. I could see. Nobody was there. And I ate. Everyone told their plans. He said, oh, nice. What about this? One banana is left out here. Who had left the banana? The goat keeper comes forward. Master, I could not eat banana. Why you didn't eat banana? All disciples were laughing. He could not find a place. He didn't make any plan. He didn't make any... He is an unintelligent person. He didn't make any sort of planning to hide himself. He said, okay, come on. Shopkeeper, our sheep keeper, our goat keeper. You tell me why you didn't eat? Yesterday you told that Krishna is living in the heart of all the living entities. Krishna is there inside me. And he is watching. How can I eat? The spiritual master becomes serious. You fellows, you have told the sloka and told the meaning, each one of you. This sheep keeper, he didn't even utter the sloka. He has understood correctly and he implemented it. You fellows become masters, panditas. What is the use of your scholarly nature? You try to implement, then you will get the result. If we implement this, 10, 12, 39, Sadkrut yadanga pratimanta rahita manomayi bhagavatim dadogatim saeva nityatma sukhanubhutyabhi vityanti mayo antarjitohi kimpuna. Somehow or the other, for a moment, if anyone gets the form of Krishna in the heart, Krishna will be very pleased and he will take care. The same thing happened in case of Aghasura. And for those who keep Krishna's feet, lotus feet in their hearts, for every moment, what would be the position? So, somehow or the other, keep Krishna's feet form in the heart, at least for a few moments, you will get the result. I stop here, and that's why Krishna is wonderful. So if you have any questions, if you feel I can answer them, you can kindly ask questions.
Hi Krishna, thank you very much Prabhu for a wonderful class. I just wanted to appreciate how you pointed out that even the demons who are approaching Krishna, they're experiencing the wonder of Krishna. Oftentimes we think about these pastimes from the point of view of the devotees and just as observers as we read these texts. But even for the demons, Krishna is so wonderful. Maybe horrifying but wonderful, but wonderful nonetheless. Thank you very much.
Any questions? Anybody? Just a few minutes. Okay, if you don't have any questions, I stop here. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapuranam Ki.